Elvis Presley.
Elvis, the man, the music, and his life. Series 2010 is now underway. We pick up now with the Elvis Presley story. In the spring of 1960, Elvis Presley has just left the Army and has returned to Tennessee. Elvis returned to Tennessee, where on April 3rd, 1960, Elvis and his reunited trio drove to Nashville to join other studio musicians for his first recording session since he had entered the Army over 2 years before. Guitarist Scotty Moore remembers that session well.
When he came out of the Army, immediately went into here in Nashville, went into RCA Victor, and we did a record session. Good session, but he was stale. I was stale.
Scotty Moore may have thought they were rusty, but the public loved what they recorded. One of Elvis's biggest sellers ever, in fact, his biggest seller, It's Now or Never, was recorded and then released on July 5th, 1960. And it actually paved the way for a new way for the public to think of Elvis Presley. It gave him a little bit of a different image. No longer was he the wiggling, sideburned rocker of the 50s, but now an accomplished singer. The song was especially written for Elvis upon a request by Elvis himself. Wayne Walker of the Jordanaires was there, and he had this to say about the song and Elvis as a singer.
Most people aren't fortunate enough to have a voice that would have rapport with every kind of music, but Presley's shown that he can sing big voice things like My Wish Came True, for instance. Now, he had a gospel sound behind that. He loves gospel and spiritual music, and normally people who do that are more versatile than someone who's just trained in semi-classic. But then he loved the Italian music, O Sole Mio, so he had written It's Now or Never, and he sang that extremely well.
It's Now or Never was based upon the Italian song, the standard O Sole Mio, and popular mythology says that Elvis recorded the song because he heard it from Enrico Caruso, the operatic version. But in reality, Elvis actually heard it while he was in the Army in Germany on the radio, and the song he heard was recorded by American pop singer Tony Martin, who had a hit in 1949 called There's No Tomorrow. This song was also based upon O Sole Mio. Shortly before going to Nashville to record, Elvis had received a demo recorded by David Hill of the song. He had requested that it be written by the popular songwriting team, Aaron Schroeder and Wally Gold. It's Now or Never was almost an instant hit worldwide. It ended up selling 25 million singles. That would be Presley's biggest seller ever. Now, we're going to present our own produced montage of the history of the song. First, Caruso's version, followed by Tony Martin's version, and then a live version featuring O Sole Mio from a 1977 recording of a live concert. It was called Elvis in Concert. It's still available. O Sole Mio is sung by the operatic tenor Cheryl Nyson.
So kiss me and hold.
We did a song called It's Now or Never. And it was taken from the Italian song O Sole Mio. So I'd like to ask Cheryl Nielsen to do the Italian version of O Sole Mio, and then we'll do It's Now or Never. Listen to his voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Ma notte sole che belle ore, o sole mio, stand front in te, o sole mio.
Smart.
Stein front.
Good grief, man.
Yeah.
When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. It's been a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're here, the time is here, Lord, at last. It's now. Like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me.
It's now or never.
You're fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's
now or never. With your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Mine tonight, tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight, kiss me my darling, mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait.
The song It's Now or Never really had a meaning behind the Elvis Presley Enterprises story. The man behind Elvis Presley, of course, was Colonel Tom Parker. And he knew that once Elvis got out of the army, he'd only have a few months to reinstate Elvis as the king. And most people agree he was quite successful. In fact, Elvis was the king right on through the decade of the 60s into the 70s until his death in 1977. Colonel Tom Parker elicits lots of emotion from lots of people who knew him. Steve Allen had this to say about the colonel.
In a certain sense, he's typically American. I don't think you would find a Colonel Parker in Switzerland or China or most other parts of the world. He's kind of an old-fashioned medicine man who I believe could sell anything. And, of course, such men almost invariably are successful if they have something easily saleable, as in this case he had Elvis.
Next up on Elvis, the man, his music, and his life, we'll examine Colonel Tom Parker and his influence on Elvis in the 60s. That's coming up next segment. Stay tuned as we continue telling the Elvis Presley story.